morning. How are you doing this morning? That's awesome. All right. Welcome out to our Victory Sunday. You know, there was a time in my life when I wanted to join the military and be a soldier. Yeah. And then I started researching about, you know, what they do, and I just liked their boot camp and their training, until I realized that when there's a war, people really die. And then I changed my mind. But let's look at what happened, what's going to happen throughout this course. Last week we dealt with generational curses. Today is relational issues, spiritual errors, addiction, and sexual sins. That's what we're dealing with. That's what we'll be dealing with throughout this course. And we call this, Mark calls this the big five. They five, one, two, three, four, five. They are the big five. The big five that will that are more dangerous than the animal big five, actually. So, last week, generational curses. Who remembers what happened? What did we talk about? Come on. Of course, what about curses? What about curses? Hey? Okay, let me just remind you, do you remember the slide? No? You didn't? What? Wow. All right. So, this slide was there last week. And for us to get through our curses, there's only one way, and it's through the cross. Through the cross, we are redeemed and blessed. So in anything that you go through, we must just know and understand that there's only one way to go, and it's through God, through the power of the cross, through Jesus. Jesus dying on that cross said to us, it's okay. You can break every chain. There's a song that we sing at church sometimes that says, there is power in the name of Jesus to break every chain. So that's exactly what that means. But today, we're dealing with relational issues. Why relational issues? Because we all have relational issues. You know, there's somebody out there that you're not connecting with clearly. There's somebody, some of us with our parents, some of us with God himself, some of us with any other person, with our teachers. There's this particular teacher that you don't like, or you think they don't like you, and stuff like that. So we all go through relational issues. We all have relational issues. That's why we tackle this issue. And, you know, alone, we fight. Alone, we fight. Do you fight alone? Can you fight alone? Yeah? Alone, you can fight. You can. But together, we dominate. Right? Alone, you fight. But together, we dominate. That's why prayer is so powerful as well. When you stand alone in prayer, yes, you can pray and fight. But when there's other people praying with you, you dominate. So, we fight together. And when we fight together, this is what we have to train together. So, fellowship is very important. We work together. That's what soldiers do, right? They train together, they work together, and they listen to each other. So, it's very important to listen to counsel. Listen to other people. Yes, other people may be wrong, but listen so that you can learn. Help each other all the time. You know, at war, this is what, through my research, this is what I found out, that you don't leave a soldier behind. You never leave a soldier behind. They pick each other up. Even if there's gunfire coming, there's like fire coming to them, you pick that person up and you save them. Never leave a soldier behind. So we help each other. We need good relationships. We need to help each other. We need to mend broken relationships. And there's destructive relational habits that we all go through. And do you know where they come from? From this guy. He looks exactly like that. I saw him one time. So Let's look at Satan's relationship tactics. Are you ready? Number one, grudges. Grudges break relationships. When you hold a grudge, it's not even hurting the next person, it's hurting you more. It eats you up inside. It's like a cancer that just eats you up inside. So let's not hold grudges. But you know what? There's nothing that is not there in the Word of God. And look at that. Whoever forgives an offense seeks love. But whoever keeps bringing up the issues separates the closest of friends. How true is that? How did God know about that? How amazing is that? That, you know, I was talking to my mom and I was asking her, why was it that every time I would do something wrong, you would remind me of other offenses that I've made? You know? And most of us, that's how we are. That's what we do. That's what we do. You go back and you go back. And the next offense is bitterness. Do not be bitter. Forgive. Take it out of your system. And what does the Word of God say about that? It says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many. So, go to God. Pray to Him. We all struggle with these things. When I was looking at these slides and really going through them, and I said, wow, God, help me to realize where I lack. Help me, do I have grudges? Do I hold grudges? Am I a bitter person? And here's another one, jealousy. Am I jealous? My sister always says, jealousy makes you nasty. Jealousy makes you nasty. Every time I want something from her and she refuses. So, jealousy also eats you up. The person that you're jealous of continues to move on. They're living their lives. And you're standing there being like that guy at the back. Jealousy makes you ugly. It may not be physical. You may not look ugly physically, but it makes you ugly on the inside. And do you know what it does? It brews all these other things. Bitterness. You start holding grudges. So the Word of God says, from James chapter 3, verse 16, For wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and evil of every kind. So jealousy makes you evil. Jealousy brings disorder. And the fourth one is anger. It's okay to be angry. It's part of us. God gets angry. But if you dwell in that anger and you don't do anything with that anger and you don't take that anger to God, then that's a problem. When you sit on top of that anger and say, I want to feel angry. Yeah, there's people who say that. I want to be angry. I don't want to be okay. I don't want to be okay. There's a guy who actually said it when I was watching television the other day. Somebody killed his brother. And he said, I don't want to be okay. I want to be angry. And that is going to destroy him, unfortunately. That's going to destroy him. The Bible says, go ahead and be angry. Go ahead and be angry. You do well to be angry, but don't use your anger as fuel for revenge. And then continue to say, and don't stay angry. Do not go to bed angry. Don't give the devil that kind of foothold in your life. Don't be angry. Deal with the anger. You know, if you do something to me, I need to deal with that anger. I shouldn't go to bed angry. But our worst enemies is ourselves, because we generate this anger, we fuel it in ourselves, we want to be angry. And being angry is not a good feeling. I don't know why we want to be angry. So let's deal with the anger. The other one is gossip. That breaks a lot of relationships, right, girls? That breaks a lot of relationships. Oh, Joe was gossiping about me. Caitlin told me. You know, if Joe is my best friend and then Caitlin comes and tells me that Joe said something to Mark about me and it was a nasty thing, and do you know how that can go around? Do you know how big that can become? A small thing, and the only thing that Joe said is that she doesn't like my dress, the way I dressed that day. And that can... That can become a big thing. It can become huge. It can explode. And people will have anger. And people will be bitter. And people will be nasty on the inside. Let's hear what the Word of God says. It says, though some tongues just love... Come on, guys, forgive me. This thing of English is not working. Though some tongues just love the taste of gossip, those who follow Jesus have better use for language than that. So, let's not gossip. Remember, these are the devil's tactics. This is what the devil uses to destroy us from the inside. You know what? The devil will never harm you from the outside. He doesn't want that because you will heal very quickly. But he wants to destroy you from the inside. And the biggest enemy, the biggest tactic that the devil uses is isolation. For you to be isolated. For you to be alone. God doesn't want us to be alone. Otherwise, Adam would have lived alone in this world. He wouldn't have created Eve. But God is a God of relationships. Even when he created us, he said, let us make men. God, the Trinity, let us make men in our image, in our likeness. That's God. He's a relational God. That's why he wants to have a relationship with us. The Word of God says, he who stays away from others cares only about himself. He argues against all good wisdom. So never be isolated. That's why we all have friends. I hope we all have friends and we have relationships with people. Don't be isolated. Don't allow the devil to use that. But after all those depressing things that I spoke about, we have healthy relational habits. And those come from this guy. Flex your muscle, hey? This guy works out. God's relationship tactics. Out of all that we've spoken about, guess what the first one is? Forgiveness. Forgive. You know, when you forgive, you're actually healing self. You're not doing it for the other person. It's self-healing. And it says, the Word of God says, if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you don't forgive men their sins, your heavenly Father will not forgive your sins. It's in the Word of God. If you don't believe it, go to Matthew chapter 6 and read verse 14 and 15. And guess what? Jesus Christ himself said those words. Forgive. Forgive others so that you can be forgiven as well. Tit for tat, butter for fat. Apologize. I know it's very embarrassing. You know, you feel bad when you go and apologize. You feel belittled. You feel small. But it's important to apologize. A lot of people, I've struggled with apologizing. I've struggled with it a lot. But I had to learn that it's okay to say, God's will, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, man. Yeah. Do you forgive me? And the word of... Let's read what the slide says. If you are offering your gift at the altar, and remember that someone has something against you, leave your gift and go and be reconciled with your brother. Then come and offer your gift. So if you are giving, if it's time for offering, and you remember that, oh, I have something that is not right with Daniela, let me go and, you know, fix it. Let me go apologize. And then come back and give your gift. That's God, not me. Forget. There's a scripture that says when God forgives, he forgets. And do you know why he wants us to forget? Because he created us like himself, after his likeness. So he knows that we have the ability to forget. The word of God says, see to it that no one misses the grace of God and that no bitter root grows up and cause trouble. So forget. Because if I forgive you and I don't forget it, it's in my mind. It means I haven't forgiven you for real. It plays in my mind every time I see you. I'm like, she did something to me. This is what she did to me. Forget. And then we build or break our relationships by what we do or what we don't do. So after hearing all of this, think about it. What is it that you're going to do? Some of you here, or some of us here, have broken relationships that you need to deal with. Some of us have broken relationships between us and God, between us and our friends, between us and our parents, between us and our siblings. Let's mend those broken relationships. Broken relationships can be restored as we allow God to transform our lives. There's a scripture that I think we've read recently, and it says, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. It wasn't here. But be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Meaning your mind must be renewed. Transformation means everything changes. Transformers, right? A car turns into a robot. Transformation. So for us to transform our lives, it means we need to change. We need to take a, is it a 180 or a 360? No, 360 takes you back to where you were. A 180 turn. You know why we need relationships? Because together we dominate. Together we dominate. So guys, let's mend those broken relationships. What are you laughing at? That's a good slide. What's wrong with you guys? There's nothing wrong. Come on. It's a white person, clearly, and a black person. What's wrong with you? Together, we dominate. And I'm going to need someone to help me with this personal profile. Please hand these out. Please help me to hand these out and the pens. Just like we did last week, you're going to fill that form in, that handout, and we're going to pray about it. It's your own thing. You don't have to show it to anyone, okay? This is where private means private. If you have a secret and you write it on that paper and you show it to somebody else, it's no longer a secret, okay, and it's not my fault. So you're going to write. I'm going to give you some time to write on that. And then we'll pray about it later. Okay. We're done now, right? So, we're going to pray. And we're going to use what I would like to call the five R's. Firstly, You recognize and identify the issue, which is what we just did. Secondly, you repent, meaning you turn your back from the issue. You walk away from the issue. You renounce it. You break the agreement. Right? We made a contract with this issue, and we allowed it in our lives. Now we are breaking that contract. We are saying we renounce it. We let it go. The fourth R is we rebuke it. We remove the authority of the evil one from us through that issue. And then we receive and we replace it with a blessing and grace. So may we please all stand. Okay, here's my paper. And right now we've recognized the issue, right? And for us to let it go, let's just crumple it up. And you must feel good doing it. They all gone. All the issues, the gossip, the anger, they gone. And let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for helping us to identify the issues that we have, to identify the relational mishaps that we have. And thank you, Father, that Jehovah, when you are there, nothing can go wrong. And Lord, we repent over these issues, over the anger, over the gossip, over envy, over jealousy. We turn away from it. We go back. Our backs are facing the problem, not our front. And Lord, we renounce it. We break the chains. We renounce anything, any of these issues in our lives. We break the contract right now that we've made with these issues, and we rebuke these issues. Devil, you have no power over us. You have no power over us in these issues. In the name of Jesus, we turn away from them and we receive the power of God through Jesus Christ. We receive the blessing of God, and thank you, Lord, for blessing us. Thank you, God, for giving us the greatest gift ever, which was Jesus Christ himself and him dying for us on the cross so that we can be able to do this today. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory, power, and might. And we all say, amen. May we please just come, put it in there. We're not going to know it's yours. So as you turn your back and go back to your seat, you're turning your backs from all the issues that you've written down. They are gone, never to be seen again. So for us to move on, remember, firstly, we've ticked all those things that we suffer from. And for us to move on, we need to forgive ourselves. God has already forgiven us. We've prayed, and God has forgiven us. We need to forgive ourselves, and then we need to move on. And we need to forget about all these things. You forgive yourself, and you forget. And can I just say the last prayer, and then we'll talk next. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for being here with us. Thank you, Father, for all these teenagers in this room and the adults that are here, that, Lord, you've given us this opportunity to self-examine ourselves and to know the things that we struggle from and to really think about it. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father, for your word that is always so powerful. Amen. Next week, we're dealing with spiritual errors. Next week, we're dealing with spiritual errors. Please come. Please be here. And I will be here. I can't wait to hear about that. So, thank you very much. Have a safe trip home. Awesome.